Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and to listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the public library. In this excerpt, Linda Ensign talks with her mother, Florence Leroy, about giving birth to her other daughter, Debbie, and Craig. Leroy grew up in Canada and trained as a nurse, graduating nursing school on D-Day in 1944. She eventually came to Petersburg in 1960 and took over as a superintendent of Petersburg's hospital. But before coming here to Petersburg, she moved with her new husband to Craig and was working for a fish processor when local residents started calling on her to help deliver babies. She had to put her nursing skills to use immediately after giving birth to her second daughter.
When Debbie was born, it was a little bit different situation. Mm-hmm. You just went up to the clinic for a checkup, right? Was it on Good Friday or close to Easter?
It was close to Easter. No, I started having labor about 12 o'clock or...
But early, o'clock. Debbie was born.
A.M.
I was born early. Debbie was born earlier than...
Mm-hmm. And Dad had to get... back you up, mm-hmm. take you up to Anderson's, mm-hmm. and get a boat to get me up to Kluwak to have the baby. And we, no phones. The man that took me up, he ran from the major park, I guess it's about a mile, at least a mile and a half, to where the clinic was. And he took on the dead run and left me walking. And I walked a block, and I leaned against a fence because I was having another contraction, and I still I knew where I was going. And they, you know, this fence, and this, he was a native boy that was kind of a, what do you call him, the man that does everything for Paradovich. Paradovich owned kind of a lot of things, and they had, he wasn't a hired man, but I guess a hired man. I don't know if they paid him. And he saw me out there, and he ran and got knocked on their, well, got them out, and they come out and looked. And well, and so he, I had a pickup, and he drove me the last five blocks or something, whatever it was, the last half mile.
Mm-hmm. And the doctor was actually a urologist, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, and he didn't know much about delivering babies at all.
Mm-mm.
And so Debbie was born, and she wasn't doing too good.
She was born very quickly after I got to the hospital. I mean, I wasn't there for less than 10 minutes probably, and we had her. And then he went back into the surgery to finish his surgery job that he had, and I could hear this baby, my baby, and going, oh, well, I knew she was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
No, the doctor didn't know. And so I rang a bell, and he came in, and I said, she's not breathing. Or I knew she was in trouble. And, well, what are we going to do?
He kind of threw up his hands and said, I don't know what to do, really.
That's mm-hmm. right. The doctor had no, he was not anything to do with having premature babies, or didn't know how. Anyway,
but
I said,
somebody's, the mother had extensive obstetrics training, and so...
Yep. So I said, we have to have an oxygen right now for this baby. Oh, well, it's a cannery, and they knew where the cannery was. They knew where oxygen tanks were. They're about this high and this big. Well, you had to have a machine to get them so they would, you know, and they didn't know anything about this. I mean, I had to direct all this stuff. I got the oxygen. I told them there would be an oxygen tank down at the cannery, which was a mile away or a mile and a half away. We got that going. And then I said something about, I said to the nurse, I said, she needs to be, we need to get the oxygen. I was just, of course, I was wishing he had a
incubator.
She said to the doctor, she said, there's a big box out there. What's in that big box out there? And he went out there and looked, and here it is, an incubator. Never been out of the box.
Not even put together.
And they knew nothing about it. I came from Vancouver, B.C., where I've had these all the time, you know. So I said, well, this is do this, do that, do that. And then she was in an incubator in probably 10 minutes or 15. Saved her life because she, by that time she was ready to, you know, not breathe anymore. So that was quite a... Yeah. I saved her.
You quit being the new mother and the nurse in you took over.
Yep.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more about how to participate.